The group notes that some governments are taking steps to ban encryption technology and punish users for sharing information officials believe should be banned. The report says internet users in Estonia, Iceland, and Canada have the most freedom and protection of privacy. It says the most abuses of internet freedom took place in China, Syria, Iran, Ethiopia, Uzbekistan, and Cuba. It estimates that more than 2/3 of all internet users live in countries that work to restrict online activity. About 40% of the world's internet users live in just 3 countries: China, India, and the United States. Adrian Shabazz is the research manager for the report. What the likes of China and Iran have in common is an attempt to gain control over the online sphere within their own countries. And I think we see Russia going towards that direction, which is very troubling. The new report found that internet freedom in Ukraine is no better than in Russia. Freedom House notes that China has worked hard to stop the use of virtual private networks, or VPNs, which people use to reach websites blocked by the government. The report says the highest-rated countries have a free and open internet, very high levels of availability of the internet, and strong protections for free speech and privacy. Freedom House put the United States in 4th place in terms of protecting privacy. The group said internet freedom has improved in only 14 countries since June of last year. It noted a worsening of conditions in more than half of the 65 countries studied. The biggest declines were in Uganda, Bangladesh, and Cambodia. Almost 90% of all internet users live in the 65 countries named in the report.